Welcome to the December 2012 Fannie Mae National Housing Survey podcast with Steve Deggendorf, Director of Economics at Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae conducts this survey and shares the results so that we may help industry partners and market participants target our collective efforts to support the housing recovery and lay the foundation for a better housing finance system. And now, here's Steve Deggendorf with insights on the December 2012 National Housing Survey results.
The Fannie Mae December results from the National Housing Survey tell us a lot about prices. We're seeing some survey highs for both home and rental prices. On the home price side, the next 12-month expectation is a 2.6% increase in home prices, which is a record for our survey, and also the largest percentage ever of consumers are telling us that prices will go up. So, you know, overall, consumers are expecting 2013 to be a time of home price increases. They're also telling us something similar about rental prices, but even more so. They're telling us that rental prices are going to go up 4.4%. That's also a survey high. So we have two highs in terms of both home and rental price increases. And also a near record number percentage of people as a group are telling us that prices are going to go up. So there's some confidence on the housing side, both ownership and rental. Also, consumers are telling us that they expect more than they have in the past. Over the past few months, there's been a meaningful increase in the numbers saying that interest rates are going to go up on mortgages. Coupling that with that high rental price increase and it might be enough to get some consumers to consider more so buying a home. So we'll see if that actually takes effect in 2013. Mitigating this kind of favorableness around housing is a look at the general economy and household finances. What we're seeing is volatility around what consumers are saying about the economy. We found the number of folks saying that the economy is on track went down in December by about 5 percentage points. And there's been a lot of bumpiness over the fall in what, you know, consumers are saying about the economy being on track. And obviously, the discussions around the fiscal cliff and the debt limits probably have something to do with that. We also saw that consumers' expectations about their household financial situation getting worse increased in December, possibly aligning with those concerns about the economy and the discussions in Congress.
Thank you for listening to today's Fannie Mae podcast. For more information or to read the full Fannie Mae National Housing Survey results, please visit fanniemae.com. Opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views of Fannie Mae's Economic and Strategic Research Group included in this podcast should not be construed as indicating Fannie Mae's business prospects or expected results, are based on a number of assumptions, and are subject to change without notice. How this information affects Fannie Mae will depend on many factors. Although the Economic and Strategic Research Group bases its opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views on information it considers reliable, it does not guarantee that the information provided in these materials is accurate, current, or suitable for any particular purpose. Changes in the assumptions or the information underlying these views could produce materially different results. The analyses, opinions, estimates, forecasts, and other views published by the Economic and Strategic Research Group represent the views of that group as of the date indicated and do not necessarily represent the views of Fannie Mae or its management.